Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's the USA of America. By the way, breaking news everywhere. There's been an explosion outside the Kabul airport. The Taliban takeover remains a black mark on the United States of America, led by the Biden administration. Leads me to ask this question of you. Is Joe Biden fit to serve? I think the emperor has no clothes. I think that's very obvious. And I think this horrific situation, all of his making, Joe Biden's making, and those around him are responsible for this. And you know what? He refuses to acknowledge it. I mean, that is the most amazing thing to me, is that he is doubling down on Joe Biden incompetence. That's, by the way, not new.
No.
Joe Biden's been wrong on every foreign policy, national security decision of his life.
For decades.
He wanted us to lose in Afghanistan and Iraq way back when John McCain said we need a surge. Remember that?
Yep.
He opposed the surge. When Republicans were starting to get queasy about getting this. Now, I'm with Donald Trump. We stayed too long. We are the world's policemen. But there's ways to do this. Donald Trump gave him the playbook.
Yeah, we all know that we want out of there. It's how we get out of there.
Conditions-based withdrawal, scaring the daylights out of the Taliban, leaving our forces in there for special forces. He blew it. And now, I hope there, and I pray there's not casualties, but when you talk about explosions and you're seeing people leaving all blood drip minutes ago from this explosion, that's not likely.
Oh, this is just the beginning. I mean, buddy, we got 20 years of somewhat a free country. I mean, that we've been battling for their freedom, and they've enjoyed a lot of it. And now they're going to go back to Taliban rule. This is bad. Really bad.
It is. It's sad, and it's bad. And Fox News has got a witness to the explosion on right now. If you want to go up on that, Kevin, we could maybe hear a little more detail. This is someone by the name of Carl, Afghan witness to the Kabul explosion that happened moments ago.
People got hurt, and I got a baby girl that she was 5 years old. She died right in my hand. I don't know what exactly going on over there, but I think some of the Americans, they got hurt too. And so people are running around, and so I'm going to speak a little bit louder.
It's okay. We can hear you. Keep going. Are you saying a baby girl died in your arms?
Yes, I tried to help her. She was not my baby girl. She was somebody else's girl. And I saw her on the ground. I picked her up and I took her to the hospital. But she died.
Oh.
Right on my hand. And that's how.
Wow.
Do we need to know any more than that?
The Taliban could care less. Mission accomplished for them.
Do we need to know any more than this? But by the way, the Taliban wants us out in a couple of days. They want us out. Okay.
We better.
Okay, we'll get out.
We better. Yeah, or else.
Yeah.
Or else what? Whatever happened to or else what?
By the way, China is also pulling a lot of strings you don't know about here.
Oh, no
they
question.
Want this chaos. They want us looking away from their tyranny in Taiwan. They own Joe Biden. He's China Joe for a reason. His kids profited from these deals. He's been doing that the whole 8 years of the Obama administration. He was over there currying favor with these people. And they wanted us out for two reasons. One, they wanted the distraction. They knew it would be a poop show, pardon my French.
Yeah.
And number two,
Who's going to fill the void? They are, and they're going to profit from it.
Bingo.
And they're also going to have America on the world stage look weaker.
Do you know that Afghanistan has one of the world's largest supplies of iron ore?
Exactly. Their resources are rich.
They're after the minerals. They're after the resources. They're after all of it.
Exactly right.
Yep.
And that makes the chips. That makes the, you know, everything go that we use today. Cars. I mean, right now we have a shortage of vehicles. My friend Steve's on at Puckler Chevrolet. A vehicle is sold before it hits the lot. Okay? And he is selling cars today for pickup in January. All right? And the reason is because of the chips, because they come from China. And whether they're legitimate supply chain issues or whether they're sticking it to us, it's happening from China. Which brings me to another big story today. Senator Kevin Cramer is going to join us at the bottom of the hour for some breaking news. 1:30 this afternoon, Grand Forks City Hall, a new mission announced for the Grand Forks Air Force Base.
Great news.
Now think of the history here. We have the tanker. We have the B-1 bomber, right? We have now the Global Hawk, and Grand Forks Patriots have been fighting for years to keep a mission there. Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad, Earl Pomeroy presided over the loss of the missiles. Huge gut punch, and everybody thought it was a victory. Lost 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people at the time. Horrible, okay? Now John Hovind and Kevin Cramer, one an appropriator, one an authorizer on armed services, have an announcement today with the Air Force Base about a mission that will last for decades. And guess what, folks? China's the reason it's needed.
Yep.
Go do...
It's not that far away, is it?
Basic, simple research about their 100-year war strategy and how far they're into that.
Yep, they are playing the long game.
And we are behind the eight ball. We need to get our act together. And just up the road from you, Todd, Minot, same thing. You know, two of the three legs of the nuclear triad right there. Did I say it like Homer Simpson, or did I do okay this time?
Yeah. It's Peter Griffin, actually. But
I say it like George W. Bush says it. Nuclear. I got that little Texas twist on it. Yeah. Anyway, big news today at 1:30. He's going to, Senator Cramer will be here to preview that today. He and Senator Hovind will be there along with Grand Forks Mayor Brandon Bochensky, who's got Grand Forks on an all-new war footing of sorts as well, supporting this industry, whether it's Grand Sky, whether it is Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, Harris, all these world-class international defense contractors located in Grand Forks, a part of the synergy that is happening. UND, the very first Space Force academic relationship in the world. So important. Couple that with what happened in Grand Forks, in Fargo this week, where you had, what did we have? A facility, groundbreaking for a facility that better allows happy hooligans in the 119th to fly aircraft worldwide, expand that mission, plus the readiness center, putting North Dakota National Guard folks, getting them combat ready. And by the way, a facility that was authorized at $32 million and came in at $29 million. Incredible.
You know, you
incredible
mentioned chips.
What's going on.
Ford is actually going to roll out some F-150s without the chips.
I've been saying that for a while.
Realizing that the capabilities, there may be certain capabilities that are no longer there, but it's going to be interesting to see if other auto, because what are your choices? If you can't get the chips, either how long can you hold back and not sell product? At some point, you got to say, there's got to be another way. I mean, Henry Ford didn't put chips in Model T's or whatever.
My understanding...
I'm looking at a 72 Grand Am. Mine didn't know stinking chip.
By the way...
make them in 72. It came out in 73.
My theory on the chips, guys, and my understanding of the chips, is it's a mileage deal. So we have this jihad from the green agenda that you have to make these trucks more fuel efficient,
well,
right?
But also the engine
have you ever bought
stuff, too. That's the
right,
part.
Well, no, but my understanding is the chips that they're missing are more about miles per gallon. That if you take that chip out, you might have a mile or two less fuel efficiency.
That's
and my point is, give me the new truck.
Yes.
And when the chip comes in, I'll take it back to my dealer, and Pucklich will put a new one in, we can figure this out.
Do you think everybody thinking of buying a huge pickup like that is that worried about MPG?
No, they aren't.
Or
they'd
be buying a tiny little Prius or something.
It's insane. So. Well, I forget, but, I mean, there's manufacturers that have a sea of vehicles that have everything but the chip sitting in a parking lot.
Yep.
Can't make it up.
Yep.
By the way, we now know at the airport, it's It's called Abbeygate. It was a suicide attack. That's been confirmed. That's what is the that is the cause of this carnage. Unbelievable.
But the guy wasn't aware that the Taliban has already taken over and it's all good and we're leaving anyway?
Who does suicide attacks anyway?
I mean, come on.
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Folks committed to the caliphate.
But there's a kinder Taliban,
ISIS,
this time.
ISIS,
there's a kinder,
yeah.
gentler Taliban this time.
Right. No, they're for women's rights. They're for women's rights. Yeah, they want kids in school. Yeah.
Never mind if you're gay, you're going to lose your head.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, think about that. You talk about... You talk about gay pride, you ought to be right now saying, thanks a lot, Joe Biden.
Oh, where's the LGBTQ community right now on that one? It should be all over this one. This is
the biggest
problem that they'll have, bigger than any problem they'll ever have in the United States. That should be what they focus on right now.
Go look at Rick Grenell, former National Intelligence Director under Trump, someone that is well-known as someone who is not ashamed that he is of... he's gay, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And he worked for Donald Trump, and he will tell you everything you need to know about what this regime thinks about people who are gay. So I'll introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities. They have an ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at... $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30, I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday, we're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call, or if you prefer, text.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Is Joe Biden fit to serve? That's not a cutesy, funny question. It's sincere. I played you a part of answers to that question from Senators John Hovind and Senators Kevin Cramer yesterday.
You realize what we're left with if he's gone, right?
People were not impressed with the answer that came from those two. I want to play them in their entirety, see if that changes your opinion or not. I forgot to ask Kelly Armstrong this question yesterday, but I think we all need to be asking ourselves this question, and I want to know what you think about that. And guess, Todd, I do know what comes after, but Incompetence exposed fixes the problem. That's what's happening with Joe Biden. By the way, besides the horrific story we heard about the young baby dying in the arms of someone that called in an eyewitness, we now know it was a suicide attack, and we now know at least three U.S. troops were wounded in the Kabul airport attack. So this is all unfolding right now. Leads me to this question for our audience, for you to answer, at 258-0550, 258-0550, is Joe Biden fit to serve? Not a cute question, not a political question. Answer it factually from your heart, however you feel. Closed circuit, anybody that voted for Biden, anybody think Trump's a boob, tell me you wouldn't want to mean tweet back and gas at $1.50 lower a gallon right now. I'm sorry, but come on. You think this incompetence is okay? Tell me, 258-0550. We're blessed with a lot of great listeners on this program. And occasionally they'll send us a wonderful text. I went through and looked at all the texts yesterday that came in for the governor. I think we got to two of them, and there were probably 100 of them. All questions that inform our coverage here on the program. So never feel like you're wasting your time texting. I can respond to 10% of them. But emails as well, we appreciate them, even your snail mail. I'll give you the address for that in a minute. But I have to read this email. It's just a paragraph. Came from a listener in Eureka, South Dakota yesterday. Said, Mr. Hannon, most days here on the farm I have the chance to listen to at least part of your show, and I always enjoy it. I especially like it when you speak of your faith, for I can sense that it is a strong, heartfelt faith. And yesterday it really came out again. When you spoke of the Catholic belief of no premarital sex and no birth control, I was cheering you on from the tractor. Where are other faiths when it comes to these issues? Where are other faiths when it comes to these issues? Busy whitewashing them? Busy whitewashing them is what he meant to say here. I'm not Catholic. And yes, there are a few things I would disagree with, but never mind that. I fully agree with the Catholics on these and other issues like the abortion issue. Please keep on speaking your faith, Mr. Hannon. You also speak about the COVID issue often, and I agree with you also. Yes, it is a real illness, but it should be a person's choice to get the shot or not. My feeling is that it is more about control of people than the illness. Keep up the good work. Thank you, South Dakota. Probably in one paragraph, the kindest email in the way of feedback about this show. I appreciate that. I never want to become a preacher. I'm not one. But I also cannot be who I'm not on the radio, and that is a person of faith. And I believe it is what is lacking right now in these very discouraging times, is a grounding and a focus, a fixation on our Creator, on God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's Scott Hannon's beliefs. So I'm never going to be able to suppress that, even though some people don't like it. And I appreciate you recognizing it. All right. Dwayne in New Salem, North Dakota, then Craig in Moorhead. Tell me whether or not you think Biden's fit to serve, number one, and number two, anything else on your mind today. Dwayne, you're first up from the home of New Salem, Sioux. Go.
Yep. Biden is absolutely incompetent, and his family should be charged with elder abuse and the Democrat Party when they remove him from office because of incompetence. Not counting all this other nonsense that's going on. But, yeah, he's terrible. He's going to have us bankrupt this country by the time his 4 years is up. You know, that's my opinion.
Hard to argue with you, Dwayne. It is elder abuse in my mind. And why aren't we just saying it out loud? I don't know. Craig and Moorhead, what's on your mind, Craig?
Well, now we have a second explosion in Kabul. And I have to say, if you're an American and you feel safe, the border is wide open. Hundreds of thousands coming from all over the world. If you don't think we're going to have explosions in our malls and our trains and all our infrastructure in the next year, you're insane. And if that border isn't closed by Friday, we don't have a leader. We have somebody that's out to destroy America, and that is Biden.
We're talking about that yesterday. So the same thing. There's something coming right here.
Oh, of course there is. And Texter just says, as I'm reading this and listening to Craig, wonder how many unvetted suicide biters, I wonder how many unvetted suicide bombers Biden will evacuate to the USA. And the border situation, if you don't think that's vulnerable, I've been there. I mean, I've seen him from Colombia. I've seen him from all over the world coming in there. And with my own eyes.
Yep.
And their ID cards and everything else, you know, round-trip tickets from Bogota, Colombia. You don't think there's bad actors exploiting that at the northern and southern border? You are horribly naive. You're exactly right, Craig. Is Joe Biden fit to serve? Here was John Hovind's answer yesterday.
You know, Scotty, that's not John Hovind.
That's Kevin Cramer. Let's play John Hovind. Yes.
Clearly, this is an example where he has not done the job, and we're seeing the consequences of it. And he needs to be engaged on this, and he needs to, you know, we've demanded a plan, and it's not all the things I just, not just those things I mentioned, but how about all the equipment? How about all the equipment now that is going to fall into Taliban hands unless we do something about it? And so we are calling on him to give us a plan, not only to show us how our military is going to have the resources they need to get the job done, but how we're going to make sure we get our Americans out of there, how we make sure we get our Afghani allies out of there, and what are we going to do to make sure that the Taliban doesn't have that equipment and can use it against us in this war on terror. Also, it's very important that right now we get an understanding in terms of what they're going to do to make sure that in the future, in this war on terror, we're going to be able to disrupt efforts on the part of the Taliban, the Haqqani network, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and others to reconstitute and attack America and our allies. That's got all these things have to be dealt with, and we have to continue to press it, and we're going to continue to do it. The other thing I would say is my office and other offices are working to try to help people that have asked for help in terms of getting either friends or family out of there, be they Americans or our Afghani allies, and so we're working on that as well.
Same question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Is Joe Biden fit to serve?
You know, Scotty, I've been watching him these last several days do these speeches, these so-called news conferences where he has to look at a card to get somebody's name, and then he has to look at the card to answer the question that's asked him, and I really have to wonder, but he's not any different than we thought he would be when he ran and ended up, you know, getting elected. So people shouldn't be surprised by it, and yet I do think people are stunned. I think people probably heard about some of his frailty, but now they've seen it in up close and in a really big way, in a very consequential circumstance, Scott. And that's what's so dangerous about this. This is not just we're not just talking about the Army-Navy football game here. We're talking about human life. We're talking about terrorists, getting a grip in Afghanistan after 20 years of our presence.
This is Senator Kevin Cramer's answer. He's not done yet. We'll finish on the other side of the break. We'll preview a big announcement today on the future of the Grand Forks Air Force Base. That'll happen at 1:30 this afternoon. City Hall will be there to cover it for you in Grand Forks. Stay tuned for that. Brought to you today by our friends at HAT and Sons, the pros on indoor air quality. H.A. Thompson and Sons, online at hatandsons.com. As a second wave comes, protect the air you breathe. H.A. Thompson and Sons.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans in Afghanistan are being warned to stay away from the Kabul airport due to terrorist threats tied to ISIS. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul sent out the alert early Thursday. Senior U.S. officials are reporting that the warning was related to specific threats involving ISIS and potential vehicle bombs. Vice President Kamala Harris talks about the evacuation on Wednesday.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk.
A federal appeals court Wednesday upheld the death sentence for Dylan Roof, the convicted mass shooter from the summer of 2015. His target was black American members of a church in Charleston, South Carolina. It should be noted that Attorney General Merrick Garland last month issued a moratorium on federal executions. Roof remains on death row at Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by DAC Diesel. It can be darn hard to get what you need done, getting done when that diesel truck or tractor pickup's out of commission. Tell me about it. Mine's sitting at the Pucklitz right now. North goes home for Chevy, and I get to pick it up tomorrow since it took out that deer.
Let's hear some excitement when you say that.
Oh, my gosh. I miss my Chevy pickup. I miss me my pickup. Anyway, I know the feeling when it's out of commission, and here's the deal. You know, when it's out of commission, you got to take it in. Nobody better to take it into the CJ at DAC Diesel, but here's a better idea. Bring it in to a service center that specializes in all things diesel and prepare for what could be. Whether it's the Anti-Gel Super Clean 4 Plus additive to keep it running great, whether it's just regular maintenance, they're going to keep you out of trouble when you need it, when you can't be down. Semi-trucks, pickups, tractors, all things diesel, DACDiesel.com. Let's finish with Senator Kramer's answer on the question, is Joe Biden fit to serve? Want to pick that up from there, Kev?
No. To prevent that. And giving it back to the Taliban. It's just so disgusting to me. So, you know, whether he's fit or not, I guess he is because he, you know, he got elected. That's the standard in our free system, of course, is that the people who win the elections get to serve. Some people might question my fitness for office, but I got more votes than my opponent. So, you know, that the standard in our free system or self-governed system sometimes isn't as high as it ought to be. But that said, we have what we have, and I think we have to focus on getting the main thing done, and that is getting as many Americans home. While getting every American home safe and sound and as many of our Afghan allies as we can. But I certainly don't think that we ought to abandon ship on August 31st just because Joe Biden, you know, wants to make some sort of a political point. One of the biggest mistakes, Scott, and he was warned about it at the time, and I don't know how much he was warned by his leadership around him or his leadership team around him, but he was certainly warned by other experts because we all heard it. When he set the new date for withdrawal at September 11th, he basically put a target on him, on the United States of America and on our military men and women. Because just as sure as he wanted that date so that he could take a victory lap, he created an incentive for the terrorists because those dates matter to them too. And it was a really Bush League move on his part, and I'm afraid we're suffering it.
That conversation happened a couple of days ago with Senator Kevin Kramer and Senator John Hovind at a momentous day for North Dakota's role in the war on terror with the ribbon cutting and groundbreaking of two facilities that will play a huge role in that. And, of course, today we wake up to another attack. The U.S. Embassy telling Americans at the gates they should leave now. We've had eyewitness reports of bloodshed, deaths. We have more chaos. We have a suicide attack. Senator Kramer joins us live now to preview a big announcement today for the Grand Forks Air Force Base, 130 City Hall in Grand Forks today. But let me start with this tragic news. I mean, the question of whether Biden is fit, and I hear both you and Senator Hovind express some real, real concerns, and that's being mild, of just incompetence here. Yet I don't hear either of you saying he's not fit to serve. I mean, just in a blank statement, and that frustrated some of our listeners yesterday. When is it time to say the guy's not fit to serve, given what's happening here, Senator?
Well, Scott, you know, I know it frustrates some people, but fitness to serve is the winning an election. Now, if you want to talk about physical or mental fitness to serve, that's a different matter, and certainly there are doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists and whatnot that could comment on some of that. The problem is, Scotty, we're facing a human tragedy, and I don't think it's really beneficial to anybody, and not the least of which the Americans that are still trapped in Afghanistan, to have a political discussion about, you know, the last election or the fitness of our current president. That's a discussion for another day. Right now, we have got to do everything within our power to get every American that we can out of Kabul, Afghanistan, and it is clear that the clock is ticking very quickly and that our time is running out. In fact, the likelihood of getting more, aircraft in and out of Kabul airport is, I don't know the status, to be honest with you, but I'm very concerned about it. We have a briefing tomorrow at noon. It's the next scheduled briefing for senators. That could be stepped up based on today's events. We'll see. But quite honestly, what we need to put our energies towards and our prayers toward is getting as many Americans home safely as we possibly can.
So I think that's a fair point. I mean, this is a... whether he's fit to serve or not is largely a political argument, but it's also a life or death argument. But you're saying not now, not in the middle of this. Let's worry about the fact that we know already three U.S. Marines were injured in the Kabul attack. We've heard firsthand reports of casualties. One fellow talked about a baby dying in his arms in the middle of this. Firefights, an explosion. Explosion first, followed by multiple firefights. You're right. The word is human tragedy. There's no doubt about it. Man, it's enough to make you so mad. And the idea that this was all a result of a very, very, very bad decision that this administration still won't own makes everything a little bit more frustrating. And that's being, I can't come up with a word for it. It just makes me sick to know this is happening. It should be no surprise to anyone that it's happening the way it's happening. Do you think maybe today's events will cause them to reset a little bit and say, okay, 831's not going to work. Let's give the time to do this right. Let's not send people back from the airport in the middle of the chaos with the Taliban running around beheading people they don't like. Hard stop on 831. Is that at least possible out of this?
Yeah, I don't know, Scott. I really don't. I mean, what I worry about is that the urgency of the moment is such that getting people out faster rather than extending is probably going to be the more likely instinct. I don't know just how difficult it is on the ground. I can only imagine. Like I said, we'll get more briefing tomorrow. I think the other thing we have to think about, remember, pray for, is that there's a whole bunch that you're never going to know, and that I may never know, that's happening, that's preparing for, you know, activities that will help secure people's release, in the days ahead as well. But just remember, we're dealing with a brutality that is hard for us to even comprehend in the United States of America. And so we know, for example, I'll just tell you, I mean, my office is receiving at this point dozens of phone calls from North Dakotans who have family members there or friends there, several veterans who know of interpreters that they worked with. So my staff, along with every Senate staff in the United States, is dealing with dozens, in some cases hundreds of specific cases to try and, to help process as best we can from where we sit, the release and the rescue of Americans and allies. That's really where we're focused. But what will happen to August 31st? I just don't know that a date even matters. You might recall, and when I was asked, within 10 minutes of Joe Biden announcing the new date, I expressed my concern. For one thing, I've never understood the strategy of telling your enemy when you're going to leave, especially enemies who are much more patient than we are. And then when he came up with this August 31st thing, it's just beyond frustrating. I'm going to try to resist the political speak and hope for and put my energies toward the rescue efforts and the retreating effort and sick as I am to my stomach about the whole thing, not to mention the humiliation of our country on the global stage. We just need to be focused on that for now, but there'll be lots of time, and believe me, there'll be lots of looking back, reviewing, interviewing. There'll be lots of hearings, no question. And by the way, that'll be conducted by both Republicans and Democrats. Many of my Democratic colleagues are as stressed out as I am and as concerned as we all are with what's happening. We'll see how the politics of it plays out. It's been a little bit strange to watch the House of Representatives, you know, Nancy Pelosi moving on with these bizarre agendas of theirs as though there's nothing happening, across the globe. But, we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I think you started with the best advice. This is a time for prayer nationwide, regardless of political persuasions and everything else, because our men and women are in harm's way. Allies of ours are in harm's way. It is bad, bad, bad. It is like Vietnam on steroids. It just is so sad. Let me ask you about what is happening today at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. What can you tell us about the new mission and about the announcement today at 1:30?
I pretty much can only tell you what's been released to this point. That's that Senator Hovind and I will be in Grand Forks. We'll be conducting a news conference and media advisory or availability to talk about the Grand Forks Air Force Base, the future of missions there. Our statements and our briefings will be well coordinated with those of the United States Air Force. I'm certainly not going to get out in front of the Air Force. That would be imprudent, to say the least, and inappropriate. But I think, you know, a couple of things maybe just sort of to remind people where we are. As you know, Grand Forks Air Force Base a couple of years ago became a reconnaissance wing. They fly the Global Hawk Block 40s. As well as have jurisdiction over other missions, related missions, ISR missions, most specifically at Beale Air Force Base, most prominently, I should probably say, as well as Guam, and depending on the situation, the moments. But one of the things the Air Force has been trying to do for the last few years, of course, is retire the Global Hawk Block 30s, and those are what are being flown from Beale Air Force Base, again, under the jurisdiction of the 319th Reconnaissance Wing at Grand Forks. Both Senator Hovind and I, as you know, have been holding up, shall we say, the retirement of the Block 30s. I, on a very regular basis, interview combatant commanders from around the country, from around the world, most especially from Central Command, which is what oversees the issues of the day in the Middle East, and have them all on record talking about the very, very important work that these missions, the ISR, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance missions that are conducted out of Grand Forks and overseen by Grand Forks are to their, to their warfighting, their eyes in the sky. And so they've been wanting to cancel the Block 30 for a few years. Senator Hovind and I have been blocking that because, you know, those aircraft and that mission is so important. I'm going to sort of leave it at that for now, Scott. But, you know, one of the things that you've heard me say many times, and certainly the folks at Grand Forks have heard me say many times, the legacy of Grand Forks is rich, to say the least. And it's an impressive base. It's always been run by very impressive people. And probably most prominently, the community of Grand Forks is a very impressive community, a very impressive pro-Air Force, pro-military, patriotic community that supported that base in big ways. And so, I believe that Grand Forks is positioned not only for a great legacy, but for the future. And John and I will be talking about that today.
I want to ask you one other thing before we let you go, related to the threats we face that aren't necessarily front and center. Afghanistan's front and center right now. Suicide attacks are happening at a hotel at the airport. We get that. But what are we not paying enough attention to, and how will this change of the mission help that? More after this.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, and 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV. And go to Newsmax.com for breaking news now, 24/7. It's a source I trust, and you can too. Watch Newsmax TV today. And if your cable company doesn't have Newsmax, tell them, get Newsmax now. Newsmax TV.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, I just got the word from Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow that they're going to go with a flash sale on my slippers today. We still have the deal on the sheets. Giza Dream Sheets, $49.99, lowest price ever, $109.99 normally for $49.99. But they just did a flash sale right now at MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Square. That's where our specials are. You click on the Radio Listener Square, 50% off my slippers. Don't tell anybody, but I'm pretty sure the same people that make Uggs make my pillow slippers. I don't know where I heard that. Maybe I'm making it up. Maybe I'm not. You look at them, you decide. And here's the deal. 50% off an incredible quality product that you pay a zillion for under some other brand, and they're that good. They're that comfortable. Moccasin slippers, they're so good. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. I would say if you order a size, order on this, err on the side of a little bit larger. I found they run a tad small. So, you know, I'm going to be a 12 or a 13. These, I want to be a 13. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So MyPillow.com, flash sale on the slippers, half off today, plus the sheets, same deal. Radio listener specials, or call 800-506-9028. More with Senator Kevin Cramer. I caught him for a couple of minutes today before he leaves for Grand Forks. and a big announcement on the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Question. This new mission, which we'll learn more about at 1:30, how much of it has to do with the threats we face from China?
Oh, well, that is an interesting question. So getting back to what we already know and what is widely known, I talked about the Air Force trying to retire, and all the military, frankly, retiring what are called legacy systems. You often hear about that. Old aircraft, old metal, in this case, the Global Hawk Block 30s. The reason they need to retire a bunch of those is to make room in their budget for new systems. And why are new systems important? Well, new technology is really important. You know, faster, higher, fly longer types of machines and aircraft. And that includes, by the way, ships and submarines, as well. And the reason for that is because, of course, we have what we now call near-peer allies, particularly China. Obviously, Russia as well is a near-peer ally. You'll hear words oftentimes from defense officials like near-peer ally, or I'm sorry, adversaries, near-peer adversaries, forgive me, not allies, but near-peer adversaries as well as great power competition. When they say that, they're talking about the more modern or contemporary threats that places like China and Russia present to us. The problem with that is we have a tendency to talk about these conflicts or these potential conflicts, Scotty, in silos. And as we can see, you know, playing out on our TV screens right now, just because China becomes a major, you know, near-peer adversary, doesn't mean that terrorists are going to go away. So we have to be able to do it all. And the difference being, of course, we do have a lot of allies that are in a lot of this with us. Thank goodness we have some allies in Afghanistan that have frankly been, you know, taking the lead in some of this fight. So anyway, all of that said, the new systems have in mind, always have in mind the potential for great power competition with China in particular and Russia as well.
China is cheering this disaster in Afghanistan, aren't they? I mean, this is probably not their behest.
Yeah, the nearest, probably the best illustration of why they probably are appreciating this is that they're looking at America's lack of resolve to defend allies in faraway places. And of course, we know that we have an ally in Taiwan that China sees as a serious adversary, obviously. They would love to take Taiwan back. And they've already threatened Japan with a nuclear strike if Japan should ever get in the way of China's ambitions in Taiwan. I think, you know, China looks at this and goes, well, if they're not going to, you know, if they're not even going to stay there and take care of their own and their Afghan allies, we certainly wouldn't have anything to worry about if we decided to take Taiwan. And that probably encourages them, and it's probably very discouraging to our friends in Taiwan and Japan. So.
They'd also like the free rein of the natural resources there, so we'll watch all that. By the way, quick updates, unknown number of casualties now in the attack, so we know there's casualties, don't know how many. And also, Jennifer Griffin from Fox is reporting, it's safe to say there'll be no more Afghan evacuations, which obviously was the intent of this attack. Texter says, would you ask Senator Kramer about the military equipment and Air Force equipment that we have given the Taliban?
Well, that's next to the human tragedy. This is probably the second most concerning issue, and that is that that we pulled our military men and women out of the country before getting our equipment out of the country. You know, when there's a withdrawal, remember even the Syria withdrawal, when Donald Trump did that, and you know, a lot of people pushed back on that and got upset. But you saw the long lines of military equipment being driven out of the country under the protection of air power. And you know, there's an orderliness about it, and you didn't leave civilians and diplomats behind. You didn't leave equipment and weapon systems behind. You know, you did it in a military type of operation. In this case, for some reason, whatever reason, we abandoned a lot of stuff. And so it's very concerning, you know, that you hear different illustrations around it, making them one of the most powerful you know, militaries in the country or in the world, I mean, or in the continent, in the region, whatever the case might be. If we left one pistol behind, it's too much. And the reality is there's a lot more than that, as we're finding out. And we're going to learn a lot more, Scott, as we look back on it and do more investigation. And I don't think much of it will be encouraging.
We'll let you go. Big announcement, 1:30 today. That'll be on all of our social media as well as websites. So if you can't... do you want a real-time update on what that new mission is for Grand Forks Air Force Base? Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, 1:30 today from Grand Forks City Hall. Thanks, Senator. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard, wellness, and a hot tub. And like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks Fargo, Bismarck 2.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.